The climb back up the secret passageway was much more tiring, but a lot less terrifying, simply because they knew what they would find at the other end of their ersatz rope. On the way down the elevator shaft, the Baudelaires had no idea what would be waiting for them at the bottom of such a dark and cavernous journey. But Violet, Klaus, and Sunny knew that all 71 bedrooms of the squalor penthouse would be at the top. And it was these bedrooms, along with the living rooms, dining rooms, breakfast rooms, snack rooms, sitting rooms, standing rooms, ballrooms, bathrooms, kitchens, and the assortment of rooms that seemed to have no purpose at all, that would be helpful in rescuing the quagmires. "Listen to me," Violet said to her siblings, after they had been climbing for a few minutes. "When we get up to the top, I want the two of you to search the penthouse." "What?" Klaus said, peering down at his sister. "We already searched it yesterday, remember?" "I don't want you to search it for Gunther," Violet replied. "I want you to search it for long, slender objects made of iron."
"A gula?"
Sunny asked, which meant, "What for?" "I think the easiest way to get the quagmires out of that cage will be by welding," Violet said. "Welding is when you use something very hot to melt metal. If we melt through a few of the bars of the cage, we can make a door and get Duncan and Isadora out of there." "That's a good idea," Klaus agreed, "but I thought that welding required a lot of complicated equipment." "Usually it does," Violet said. "In a normal welding situation, I'd use a welding torch, which is a device that makes a very small flame to melt the metal. But the squalors won't have a welding torch, that's a tool, and tools are out. So I'm going to devise another method. When you two find the long, slender objects made of iron, meet me in the kitchen closest to the front door."
"Cell rep," Sunny said,
which meant something like, "That's the one with the bright blue oven." "Right," Violet said, "and I'm going to use that bright blue oven to heat those iron objects as hot as they can get. When they are burning, burning hot, we will take them back down to the cage and use their heat to melt the bars." "Will they stay hot long enough to work after such a long climb down?" Klaus asked. "They'd better," Violet replied grimly. "It's our only hope." To hear the phrase, "our only hope," always makes one anxious, because it means that if the only hope doesn't work, there is nothing left, and that is never pleasant to think about, however true it might be. The three Baudelaires felt anxious about the fact that Violet's invention was their only hope of rescuing the quagmires, and they were quiet the rest of the way up the elevator shaft, not wanting to consider what would happen to Duncan and Isadora if this only hope didn't work. Finally, they began to see the dim light from the open sliding doors, and at last they were once again at the front door of the squalor's apartment.
"Remember," Violet whispered, "long, slender objects made of iron. We can't use bronze or silver or even gold, because those metals will melt in the oven. I'll see you in the kitchen."
The younger Baudelaires nodded solemnly, and followed two different trails of breadcrumbs in opposite directions, while Violet walked straight into the kitchen with the bright blue oven and looked around uncertainly. Cooking had never been her forte, a phrase which here means something she couldn't do very well, except for making toast, and sometimes she couldn't even do that without burning it to a crisp. And she was a bit nervous about using the oven without any adult supervision. But then she thought about all the things she had done recently without adult supervision, sprinkling crumbs on the floor, eating apple butter, climbing down an empty elevator shaft on an ersatz rope made of extension cords, curtain pulls and neckties tied together with the devil's tongue, and stiffened her resolve.